This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay, we're going to get to the goofballs at the Capitol. Hauser's people. Hauser's in charge of them and their ineptitude. Segment number two. We have two segments with Tom Hauser. I should start with your continued cheating on us with other shows. I mean, my God. I mean, be loyal to the show right here. I mean, it's Eggert. It's Vanita.
Well, I think you're on the favor for my friend Chris Eggert, who was filling in for the Russia.
I mean, is that how everybody feels? With, I mean, Dave, are you loyal? You're right here, Dave. You're here. You're loyal to this show, correct?
I'd rather not be.
Yeah, he's forced to be here. He has no choice. I mean, we pay you huge sums of money.
I had a choice?
No, you don't have a choice either. It's the same thing.
Sure about that.
Okay, May 20th, 1993, the finale of Cheers. Finale of Cheers, just looked it up. 80 million people watched Cheers. 80 million. We'll never get to those numbers outside of sports now.
Or at issue Sunday mornings at 10 on Channel 5, but I'm just saying.
Well, if you'd have me on once, I can guarantee you we'll approach 80 million. And approach is a vague enough term that even if we get 10 people, I can say.
Or 80. If we get 80 people, that would be good.
We're approaching 80 million. I mean, I didn't say how far it is, but we're approaching it. So I asked the audience and you, Tom Hauser, can you name a traditional network over the air comedy better than Cheers?
Wow, I would be hard pressed to think. I like Seinfeld a lot, but I thought the writing and the characters on Cheers were just so outstanding. I feel sorry for my kids who were just not quite old enough to have experienced Cheers in its heyday. It was just such a great show, and the characters that it spawned, Norm and Cliff and Sam Malone and, Woody and Coach. Sadly, Coach died very early in the run of the show, you may recall. I think it might have been in the second season, and he was hilarious.
He died at 61, too. He was young.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And
you're 81.
I look 81, but I didn't know he was only 61. He looked older.
Yep. I think everybody looked older back then. I mean, Dave, don't you agree? It's like everybody looked older back then. You know.
Well, like when you look at pictures of like college athletes from the 30s, they all looked like they were in their 30s.
Older, honestly.
it was strange. But getting back to Cheers, one of my favorite enduring scenes is when Sam Malone was trying out to be a sportscaster.
Oh, yeah.
And he turns on the boombox and he starts
groin injury.
Rapping about a groin injury.
So good.
And then they cut away to Woody at the bar.
And he's into it.
Along to the song. thought it was great. I mean, it's just little things like that. Oh, I mean, yeah. That sticks with me 30-some years later. It was hilarious.
You know, Seinfeld is the one I think of, too. And again, I'm not counting Curb because that's HBO and that's my favorite. I remember, Dave, I think I remember more scenes and episodes from Seinfeld. But anytime I stumble upon a Cheers of actually watch it, I think it's great every time. And maybe Larry David and Jerry tried more things. And so maybe there was a little bit of a hit and miss factor. Whereas Les Charles, James Burrows, and the folks from Cheers, because Tom nailed it, Dave. These are huge changes in the show. When all of a sudden Diane and Coach are gone. And Woody, and why am I forgetting?
Rebecca. They brought Rebecca in.
Right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden Frasier becomes bigger, and Lilith becomes bigger, and other cast members. It's not easy to pull that off. Cheers was just a fantastic television show.
Well, and then look at how Cheers spawned the show Frasier, which in its own right was very funny.
Very good.
And very well written. And you just don't see that happen a lot anymore, where one show spawns another. At least sometimes it's happened, but they haven't been very good.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, Frasier, that had a good run. That had to have been on 8 or 9 or 10 years. And now they've even done a remake of
yes.
it with what's his name?
Kelsey Grammer.
Ukraine. I can't think of his real name.
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer. Yeah,
Kelsey Grammer.
I mean, you get rare ones like, and this isn't a comedy, but Better Call Saul, brilliant, as the prequel
yep.
of Breaking Bad. But you're 100% right. Now let's get to some of the folks. Individual saying MASH. Again, I love the first maybe 5-6 years of MASH. I thought it was a little too much of Alan Alda and Mike Farrell's politics near the end. And if you wanted that, and if you agreed with that, sure. But early MASH is awfully, awfully good. Mary Tyler Moore, All in the Family, The Big Bang Theory. I did not watch enough of Big Bang Theory. It obviously resonated with individuals younger than us. Mary Tyler Moore, Tom, also an absolutely brilliant
Mary
show.
Mary Tyler Moore is another strong contender. Again, some of the characters, the Ted Baxter, working in television now.
Sure.
I look around our newsroom. I can find all of these people in our newsroom in 2025. I'm not going to name names, but I can find all of these people either now or in previous years who fit the role of Murray or Mary or Ted Baxter, Lou Grant for sure. And you may recall, about 25 years ago, Lou Grant actually came and did some promos for 5 Eyewitness News.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And he came and shot him in the newsroom. I mean, that's how much people still resonated with
yeah.
local television news and especially
yeah.
TV news in Minneapolis, because that's where the show was set.
Sure.
And but it was such a well-written show, and the characters,
mm-hmm.
A lot of, my kids know Ted Baxter as Judge Schmales from
sure.
Caddyshack.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't realize how funny he was in Mary Tyler Moore.
Modern Family, people, Texas suggesting, liked it. I thought it just became too predictable the last couple of years. I think The Office is going to garner some votes. Somebody's saying Nicholas, what's his last name again, who played Coach, is Costi. Look it up real quick. Somebody's suggesting, because I saw it a couple places, that he was 61. Somebody's suggesting, no, he was 64. Twins Guardians, now official. Today's game's out. So no games today. No surprise to anybody. So they're going to resume.
I called that at about 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
When I looked out my window, I said, "There." In fact, I originally had my season tickets for tonight, but yesterday I thought I might be here at the Capitol, which I am.
Yes.
So I moved my tickets to a different day, maybe in the safer month of June when there's a fighting chance it might be above 50.
So what they're doing now is they already had a day game scheduled tomorrow, so the game's going to start tomorrow 12:10. But that's a continuation of the Monday game. Then after that, they'll start another game, right?
Wow.
And then tonight's game, which was scheduled for 6:40, That's going to be made up doubleheader Sunday, September 20th. So you're going to get two games tomorrow, but you're not getting a makeup for tonight, tomorrow. You're getting the continuation of Monday, and then they'll continue to play on the normal schedule game, and then they're going to make up this game with a doubleheader September 20th, when who knows? That doubleheader, Tom and Dave,
could
mean a heck of a lot for the AL Central.
And, you know, the beauty of the retractable dome stadiums, and not that I'm pining for one because I love it.
Sounds like you are.
But I was just in Milwaukee for the Twins game, got to see them win number 13, and they had the roof closed because it had rained on Friday, and then it was pretty chilly on Saturday. But that's the great thing. If you travel to a game, you know there's going to be a game.
Yep. That was an argument throughout the battle, but they nailed it with Target Field. Target Field is still absolutely spectacular. Okay, let's go to St. Paul with Tom when we come back and talk about how close, how far, when did they get something done, and why does this keep happening over and over and over and over and over again? Tom Hauser, the best in the business, from Channel 5. Would you like me to talk Pella right now?
I would.
Okay, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to go back to the house, and no, we're not going to go out. A lot of running, not a lot of biking, not a lot of outside stuff. We're staying in tonight. Q's got physical therapy. I might even join. Jamie's amazing. And then we'll watch the Wolves game, listen a little bit to Russia on the way home. Maybe even H. Lake. Now H. Lake's got to work tonight. But when I'm home, I'm going to go out those Pella windows, and I'll be reminded how secure I am, how safe I am, and how lucky I am to have Pella windows at my house. I wasn't the original builder of this house, but I bought it a few years in. I'm glad they made the decision to build Pella windows and doors. Now, I upgraded last year, few other windows around the house, but the dramatic change was in the kitchen, and my kitchen is honestly 50, 75% better, and I love it. Didn't realize it at the time, but I'm moving. And the house I'm moving to, guess what? Pella windows and doors. They have showrooms in the metro area, Plymouth and Woodbury. They'll be excellent when you show up. Outstanding customer service. If you'd rather go online, PellaNorthland.com. You can set up a free visit to where you live and have them come out. They'll show you their style, and they'll work right with your budget. And a great deal here in the month of May. 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. I'm talking about Pella. Go online, PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the 90th time, I feel like, Tom, that the two of us have talked after the session ended and they didn't finish on time. What caused this one to not happen? Is this the Democrats no showing for weeks? Is this the shared arrangement in the House? is this the governor, and let's go with this term, gallivanting all across the country? Is this just the normal that they've just come to say the deadline doesn't matter? Why didn't they finish on time?
My dad's favorite word, I think, was gallivanting. He would use that an inordinate amount of times. But it's a very underused word.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
I think we need to bring it back. You know, it's hard to pinpoint any one thing. I don't think we can draw too much into the 23-day delay in the Democrats, you know, showing up once there was a special election. That was a small part of this, but generally early in the session, there's a lot of getting organized and, you know, there's hearings and things, but the real work doesn't really usually start until after the February forecast comes out, usually the first week in March, and then they know the final revenue that they have to work with, and then everything flows from there. I think the biggest part of this particular failure to end on time is in large part due to a lot of new lawmakers, and I'm talking specifically about Democrats, whose first session was a trifecta, where everything they wanted, they got.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of those people are in their second term, and they're going, wait a minute. What do you mean people are saying no to us
yeah.
when it comes to, you know, the immigrant health care for the undocumented or illegal immigrants? You know, what do you mean you're going to say no to that? We just approved that in 2023, and then you got Republicans saying, yeah, well, there might not be a total new sheriff in town, but there's a new co-sheriff, and the co-sheriff doesn't think that we can afford that. And so, and that's just one issue. There are several others, because remember, only 7 of 16 budget bills have passed. So there's disagreements up and down the line, which is why I believe this is going to be a protracted disagreement, and that this special session is not going to happen this week. It may not even happen next week. I think it'll be sometime in June.
How do they normally just stay away from each other for a few weeks, just to let things calm down?
Well, you know, they can't really afford to do that, because from today, what is it, they have 40 days until there's a partial government shutdown. Remember, anything that has been already passed into law, like public safety and judiciary, housing, the veterans bill, the ag bill, all of those services are funded. So those parts of government would not shut down. But you've got higher education, you've got the Commerce Committee, transportation, you know, the environment, which of course includes the DNR, so state parks, human services, health programs, all of those things. If anything that's not signed into law by June 30th, funding ceases to flow to those areas. And then you start shutting things down on July 1st. But there's a much a deadline much sooner. In fact, I believe this week, the Minnesota Management and Budget Office should start sending out emails to agencies saying, there is not a total budget agreement yet. Here's what you need to be thinking about to prepare for this. And then on June 1st, according to state labor union contracts and maybe even state law, 30 days before July 1st, they need to send out layoff notices, warning state workers that they may get laid off if there is not a budget agreement. Now, we're not close to being there yet, but we're closer than a lot of people think that we should be. And here's the irony of all of this. June 1st is also the day that the governor has ordered state workers back into the office. You know,
yeah,
more than,
right.
You know, at least half the time or whatever the new rule is.
Yep.
And that's the same day they might be getting notices saying,
right.
Oh, by the way, a month from now, you might have plenty of time off. So you really can't make up some of these scenarios, but that's where we are.
Okay, where are we at? Where are we headed with coverage for adults and medical care. This has become a dividing issue, only became law a few years ago, where it seemed like a compromise was reached with what the House and the governor on, okay, no longer for the adults, but yes.
And you're talking undocumented or yes. illegal immigrants.
Yes.
There's a, depending upon which side of the political spectrum you're on,
right.
you either say undocumented or illegal.
Exactly.
Both are technically accurate.
I agree. I have no problem with either one.
Yep.
Senate wasn't working with them. The further left Democrats weren't happy about it. Where do you think we're headed for this?
Well, the agreement also has the signature of Erin Murphy, who is the Senate DFL Senate Majority Leader, and Melissa Hortman, who's the DFL House Speaker Emerita, because she's kind of the quasi co-speaker since they're 67-67.
Yep.
And it's got the signature of Governor Walz, who is a DFLer, and then Lisa Daymuth, the Republican House Speaker. So all the leaders have agreed to this, but when the Rankin file, Democrats learned of this, at least many of them, as you saw last week, they literally stormed the governor's office and were banging on the door when they were announcing this deal, when they learned what was in the deal. The governor doesn't like the deal, but he agreed to it because at least what he calls it, his second red line was we've got to at least cover the children of these undocumented immigrants. But as part of a compromise, he was willing to phase out the adult coverage at the end of this year. Now, Lisa Daymuth, the House Speaker, keeps making this point, and it is an accurate one. They're not saying these people can't get health care. They just can't get it through the state Minnesota Care Program.
Mm-hmm.
They can still go into the private market and get it. Although somebody asked me today, and I got to be honest, I don't really answered this question. They said, can you get that private health insurance if you don't have a Social Security number or if you don't have documentation? I've got to look into that. But she says they're not saying people can't have health care insurance. They just can't have it subsidized by taxpayers.
And sports betting was just a ghost the entire time, right?
You know, it barely got any hearings. It's just amazing to me how difficult it is for sports betting to get traction in this sports-crazed state. And I don't know what the answer is, because you can't blame it on Democrats and you can't blame it on Republicans, because there's
you have both opposing
agreement and bipartisan
yeah.
opposition. And so I don't know how they're going to thread that needle, but they'll give it a try, I'm sure, again next session.
Thank you, sir. I'll be watching Channel 5 through tonight and the next few days and weeks and see what takes place. And obviously, you'll be on 17 other shows on WCC Radio before you come back home.
I might actually be filling in for Vanita this Thursday and Friday.
Of course.
So I'm going to be cheating on myself.
What a tramp you are, honestly. Dave, call him a tramp.
I won't do that.
You want?
I won't do that.
Next time I'm on, can you play something from Super Tramp? And then we can complete the circle
yeah,
on this.
Well, it's true. It's the truth can't be controversial.
Does Donald Trump know you're playing Springsteen bumper music occasionally? Because
well,
that could cause.
Yeah, he's investigating Springsteen, Bono, Beyonce. He's
Taylor Swift.
He's at, you know what? She's no longer hot ever since he criticized her. Yes, he is. He
can't make it up.
He can't make it up, and he's not going anywhere. Thank you, sir.
Okay, talk to you soon, Chad.
Tom Hauser here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.